The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. This is an on-air plea to Mr. Joppy. Randy, if you're listening, please call in. We want to talk to you, dude. I hope you can hear us, and you give us a jingle on the hotline, 1-800-785-107.3. Give us a jingle. Let us know how you're doing. But we're having a go of it here. In your stead is Shasta from Old World Olive Press, and she's doing a good job, buddy. She's holding down the fort, and you know what? She's got just a world of knowledge for us. So we are having fun here at the Grillin' Guys. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's coming up next. We've got a call coming in shortly on the next segment from some folks up north, and that's going to be what our big rendezvous coming up on February 4th is. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. We also want to talk a little bit about a new grilling rig we've got coming in from K&M Dodge, one of our new sponsors, and they're going to be providing us with a Dodge Journey crossover vehicle, which is going to be so cool because I'm driving like a Buick right now that I bought from my mother, which is pretty sad. I have to because my daughter rolled my Suburban, and so this Journey's going to come in just in time. Yeah. Perfect. We're running out of vehicles at the Barbecue Bob House. Between smashed up Jeeps and rolled over this and that, we are. It's looking like a salvage yard right now. So we need to sell some scrap iron. If you're in the scrap iron business and you're listening, call us on our hotline. Send your truck out to my house. We've got a lot of stuff to haul off.
Like donate your boat, but yeah. Donate your car.
Yeah, kind of instead of Mel Trotter would be like the Grillin' Guys mission. We have somebody on the live line right now. And I wonder who that could be.
Yeah, well, you don't sound good when you're begging, Bob. I'm just going to tell you that right now, brother.
Well, you know, it's too bad I have to beg you to call in. I mean, for crying out loud.
Well, I tried and you didn't answer the phone, so I don't know if you were in the men's room or what you were doing over there, but I tried to call during the break, and you were busy. We'll leave it at that, right?
Well,
how's the grilling guys doing today, man?
You know, when the phone's on silent and you've got all this paper spread out across the desk here, you can lose sight of it. I've got to keep an eye on it.
Are we making good radio right now, or are we just talking like we're buddies?
I think we're just talking like we're buddies.
All right.
Man. We do have Brewery Vivant coming in here, though, and they're going to be down at the door shortly. So you're going to miss out on some treats from Brewery Vivant. I'm really looking forward to seeing Drew. He's going to be ringing at the door pretty soon. Love that place. You and I have had some good times down at the Brewery Vivant. But anyway, I hope your day is going okay.
It is, Bob. We're fine. Judy's going to be fine. She's
great.
Surgery right now. That's great. Why I'm not here today. But, guys, that doesn't matter. It's a great day to grill. You got to get out in your backyard, do a little bit of that winter grilling, maybe some smoking. Or something like that, where you can set it and forget it and let it go. But things are good down here, progressing as we thought. So I appreciate you your concern and checking in.
Okay. So I want to tell folks what I've enlightened you on last night. You've been so busy, you probably haven't had much of a chance to think about it. But February 4th, the Grillin' Guys are going up to Indian River. And we are going to be out on Black Lake. We're going to do our show from Club 211, which... I'm sure hoping it's, you know, what it sounds like online. That kind of scares me. I went online and saw Facebook for Club 211, and there's some, I think that's code for some other stuff around the country. There's some crazy pages on it, but I'm pretty sure this is just a nice supper club.
Yeah. Right. Nothing like your grilling club.
Yeah, so Randy, you might be my date. But anyway, we're going to have some sleds. We're going to have some hotel rooms, and we're going to stay up there for the weekend, and we're going to bring our buddy Rick Serrata from Cumulus, who runs Cumulus in Lansing, and he's got a cottage up on Black Lake. He's hooked this whole thing up. Anyway, we're going to do our show from Club 211. We're going to snowmobile. It's the Sturgeon Festival, and we lost Jop anyway. We're having a little trouble with our board today. I don't know what our phone system's doing, but he's also in the hospital, so he could have just lost a signal. But anyway, the Sturgeon Festival goes for 4 days. And if you've ever seen a sturgeon, they are phenomenal. They're huge, huge creatures, and they live for dozens of years. I don't know. Some of them are like 70, 80 years old, I think, but they get to be like hundreds of pounds. And every year, this Black Lake now, the DNR told me, they've got over 1,000 male in that lake alone. They just count the males, and I don't know. Again, there you go, Shasta. Well. Sexist. They're, you know, they're just always down on the girl.
What about the females?
Yeah, we're changing the name of the show because of you, okay? We're going to be like the grilling, I don't know, people.
We'll have to figure something out.
It could be a band, the grilling people.
Like the village people.
There you go. I'll be the Indian.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, February 4th. Plan on getting in your cars February 3rd, cruising up. We got the whole thing mapped out for you, okay? It's going to be easy to do. We're going to stay at a great resort. We're going to give you all the details real quick on the next segment. But coming up next, we're going to talk to the owners, Matt and Barb Pacella of the 211 Bar and Grill. And we're also going to have the Brewery Vivant people up here. So stick around. We are the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Hit us on thegrillingguys.com. Follow me on Twitter, Grilling Guy. We'll be back.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.